Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Mem Amabez. We're in the middle of a discussion. We had a machlokas, Tanaim, in the Mishnah on the previous daf on Lamed Tes Amabez between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. How explicit does one have to be when one is poda Ma'aser Sheni? Meaning, B'lechad Chila, for sure, be Korei Shem. But what if was not one was not Korei Shem? So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi says it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be, explicit. You have to be explicit. And then we have the same machlokas, the Mishnah quoted about Kiddushin. If somebody is discussing Kiddushin or Gerushin, and then when they actually do the Maisa Nesina, they don't say anything. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay, it still works, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Sarich Lefarish. So, Rav Chagai here on Men Amabez, Rav Chagai says, wait, that machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, is exactly parallel to the machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Nassan. So why would there be a double machlokas? That's going to be his question. We didn't explain how it's parallel yet, but that's going to ultimately be his question, and the Gemara is going to have to answer that they're not exactly the same machlokas. So we're in the middle here. So what did the Gemara say on Memo base? So first the Gemara quoted the Gemara in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin that said that if a woman makes a shliach lekabbalah, remember there are two types of shlichim. There's a shliach lekabbalah and shliach leholacha. A man makes a shliach leholacha to bring the get, or the kiddushin, but we'll focus on get, to bring the get to his wife. The gerushin does not occur until it gets to the wife. There's a shliach leholicha get, get doesn't kick in until it gets to the woman. Shliach lekabbalah is a shliach that the woman appoints to be mekabel her get. The shliach lekabbalah, right when that shliach gets the get, she is Mugureshes. That shliach is her extension. And the she can make a shliach lekabbalah. A man cannot appoint a shliach lekabbalah because that's up to the wife. A woman, this is in the Rambam, is a Maseches Gittin Sugya, a woman might be able to appoint a shliach hava'ah to bring it to me. That might be three types of shlichim. Shliach leholacha, shliach lekabbalah, those are the two more famous ones, and then a shliach hava'ah. That's a third type. A man cannot make a shliach lekabbalah, but a woman might be able to make her own version of shliach leholacha, which is called the shliach hava'ah. Okay, so a woman makes a shliach lekabbalah. The shliach lekabbalah shows up to the man and to the husband and says, here, I'm here to accept the get for your wife. And the man turns to him and says, no way. EF, she should the Kabbalah. No, you're not accepting the get for her. I don't want this get to be good until it gets to my wife. So the Mishnah says he's allowed to do that. He could change the Shliach La Kabbalah into a Shliach La Holacha. And if he wants to be Choser Bo before the woman actually gets the get, he would be able to be retract because he's not divorced yet. That's the Mishnah in Gittin. The Gemara then says that this Mishnah is only following Rebbe's opinion and not Reb Nassan, because this Mishnah says when is it considered a change from a Shliach LeKabbalah to a Shliach LeHalacha? Only if the man is very explicit and he says, EF Shershet Kabbalah, it's impossible, you will not be a Shliach LeKabbalah. That's the only case that he has changed him into a Shliach LeHalacha. But anything less than that would not be a change. That shita is shitas Rebbe against Rebbe Nassan, right? Because we quote this brisa that says that if a woman makes a shliach lekabbalah and the man, the shliach comes and says, the shliach lekabbalah, I'm here, he presents himself to the husband. So then Rebbe says, no matter what the husband says, he cannot be choserbo. Meaning, he accepted what she said, shliach lekabbalah, whether he says holecher, tein, and zachei, whatever he says, it's automatically get. That's Rebbe's opinion. And that's what's reflected in the Mishnah, that he didn't say efshi, so therefore he didn't change. Rabbi Nassan says, no, it depends what he said. Rabbi Nassan says that if the man said, be molech the get, or give the get, so then he's saying, be a shliach leholacha. If he says, be mezake, or be makabel, so then he is agreeing with her, and he can't be choser. So now the Gemara says, let's analyze this for a minute. In the case where he says holich, right? So what did a Rebbe say? Rebbe said every time, whatever he says, it's still shliach lekabbalah. He didn't change it. And Rabbi Nassan says, no, if he said holich la, then he has a shliach leholacha. So now the Gemara says, are those for sure? Does Rebbe and Rabbi Nassan, they're taking chances here with an Eishes Ish, right? With Gittin, it's Davar Shebe'erva. It's not low stakes here. And is it for sure when he says Holichla? The Gemara is going to ask on each one of these Shitas. How could they be so sure and convinced in their Shita? Four lines from the bottom. V'kasha al de Rebbe Holich. right? We're going to change it to holech mi diburi. Take holech, take it from my dibur. Imrata lahachzer lo yachzer. So, for sure, according to Rebbe, what did Rebbe say? No matter what he says, unless he says impossible, you're not a shliach lekabbalah. Unless he says that, he is a shliach lekabbalah, and therefore he can't be chozer bo. So is that for sure? He says holech. That's for sure, not a change. Imrata lahachzer lo yachzer. He can't be chozer bo. Maybe there's a chash. Maybe he's retracting. He doesn't have das to divorce his wife now, and therefore she shouldn't be divorced. So how could Rebbe be so sure that even if he says holichla to my wife, that is not changing the shliach into a shliach laholacha? How could he be so sure? And the other way, v'kashal Rebbe Nassan. Also, a question with Rebbe Nassan. What does Rebbe Nassan say? Holech mi dibura. Right, that case where he says holech. What does Rebbe Nassan say? It is a switch. Imratza lahachzir yachzir. Is it so sure? We take out the low. Is it so sure that he can be chozer? Right. Meaning, lamaisa, the lashon of holach is ambiguous. Right, we don't know if he's changing him to a shliach laholacha or he's not. So, what's the machlokas? How could Rebbe Yehuda ben Nassan argue about this and take the chances? It must be there's something behind this machlokas. And that is, and that's Rabbi Chagai's suggestion, maybe behind this machlokas of Rebbe Yehuda ben Nassan is the machlokas of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Right, you see that Mara Folda explains it. Elavadai, last one on the Amud. Elavadai, Rebbe Sirli, must be Rebbe. Rebbe who says that he is always a shliach lekabbalah, unless the husband screams and says, efshi. It must be because Rebbe holds. Again, they were talking about it before. So Rebbe must hold Svirle. The Kivan Shekach Amalei Ashliach Vehu Omar Stama. The Shliach says I'm a Shliach LeKabbalah, and the husband doesn't say anything that's clear. It must be that you go back to what was said earlier. There's no specific requirement for being explicit now. You go back, you know, to what it was. Hela Chaynu Kamosha Amra. Hol Vasukin Bosu Inyan, as we learned earlier, since they've been talking about this, Lo Tzorach Lefarish, there's no need to be Mefarish. And therefore, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, that ain't Tzorach Lefarish. He doesn't have to be Mefarish now. He's just piggybacking on what was being discussed earlier. Asukin Bosu Inyan, she says Shliach LeKabbalah, fine. And that's why Rebbe says Shliach LeKabbalah, unless proven otherwise. V'Rebbe Nassan Sfirle, I'm still reading the Mara Folda. V'Rebbe Nassan Sfirle, Hol Velo Pirish LeDibura Velo Klumu. He didn't say, he didn't explain himself. He didn't explain himself, and therefore, there's a lack. And therefore, you can't say the get's going to be a good get, so you wait until, you know, it's for sure a get, and that's when it gets there, because you don't know, because Rebbe Nassan holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that's Tzorach Lefarish, that's the suggestion that Rav Chagai has, and therefore, Vishbamina, continuing the Mara Folda, to Rebbe Nassan, Pligi, Bepluk, to Rebbe Yusuf, Rebbe Yehuda, it's the parallel machlokas, and therefore it's a question. Sometimes the Gemara will say, Hani Tanoi, Ka Hani Tanoi, but here, Rebbe Chagai is asking it as a question. Vikasha, the Rebbe Chagai, Heich Pligi, Tanoi, Machronim, Biplugta to Tanoim Harishonim Hamifurashim Bimasisan. It's a Beferish Machlokas in the Mishnah. So how is it that the later Tanam argue about what the early Tanam are also argued about? Isvirle Larebi Karebiosi. If Rebbe really holds like Rebiosi, right, if Rebbe holds like Rebiosi, on Rebiosi Abhuda, the earlier Tanaim, Havi Halacha Krebi Lamemar Halacha Krebiosi. So he should have just said Halacha Krebiosi, Rebbe Nassan, Rebbe Yehuda. Right, that's the Kasha of Reb Chagai. Right, how could it be if it's a parallel machlokas? Before answering the question, the Gemara just says, who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like in this case? So Rav Huna, that's how the Mara Folda understands the next line. It's just a Memra Ba'anpe Nafsha, as he says. So Rabbi Huna Amar, Nasa Shlucha B'Shlucha. What is Rabbi Huna paskin? It's a suffix. So basically, you have to give both chumras. It's considered a shliach l'olacha or a shliach l'kabbalah, meaning he can't be chozer bo, because maybe it's a shliach l'kabbalah. But also, she's not divorced yet. She's not divorced yet, and therefore, maybe it's a shliach l'olacha. And what if he dies in the middle? Be machmir. Right? Choletzes lomas yabemes. And you don't know if she's divorced, if she's not divorced, right? Isa Amar, Isa explains, Kulhon ditaninon shlucha v'shlucha, migureshes v'en migureshes. Whenever it says, it's considered, the shliach is considered his shliach and her shliach, it means it's a suffix, migureshes v'en migureshes, and therefore, be machmir on all on all counts. Right? The question about exactly whether we paskin this way, Lamaisa, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, discusses this. Vav Yud, the Rambam says, Ha'isha sha'asa shliach la'kabala, v'yomer lo abal, ein ritzonei shita kabala gita, elahari ze gita holi choseula. If a woman appoints a shliach la'kabala to accept her get and therefore be divorced when he gets it, and the man says no, the man says beferish, right? I don't ain ritzoni. I don't want her to the get. So shliach halacha harishis piyadabal v'nasa zish shliach halacha lo shliach la'kabala. Thus we could do this. Thus we could change the shliach la'kabala to shliach halacha. That's if he did it beferish. So that's not under discussion. Avalam amar lo hiskabel la gita o zachela. If he says accept the get, which kind of sounds like he's accepting the shliach la'kabala. Oh, halacha, or he says, here it is, halacha. So what's the halacha in that case? So our Gemara says, right, megureshes, vein megureshes, you're not sure, shlucha o shlucha. The Rambam says, lo akar shlichos ha'kabala. In those lashonos, right, paskins, like the chilek that Rabbi Nassan had, right? If you say his, if she, if he said his kabel zachei halacha, he wasn't oker and he's still a shliach like kabbala. Avalam amar lo holech la. He didn't say halacha. He says holech la. Then akar shliach sa kabbala v'nasa shliach abal. So it doesn't sound like the Rambam says lachumra your machber for suffik. So the Mefarshim wonder how the Rambam reads the Gemara. V'chein amar lo holech v'tein lo akar shlichus hakabala. So that's the Ket Magen Mishnah here. It says Bachlokas Rebbe and Reb Nassan, and whether holech kischi, holech lavs kischi, and the Mefarshim discuss how the Rambam fits into this Gemara and the other Gemaras in Meseches Gittin. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara just had a side point. So now we get back to the original question. Reb Chagai said that how could it be a parallel machlokes? They should just say halacha k'Reb Yehuda, halacha k'Reb Yosi. So Amar Lei Umah Biyadcha. Question in the Gemara now, third line, top of Mem Aleph Aman Aleph. Who's talking here? So let's say Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says back to Reb Chagai, who asked the question, Nu, do you have an answer? Or this is Reb Chagai asking Reb Yosi, do you have an answer? So Amar Lei Umah Biyadcha. So the answer is Da Amar Reb Zeira. We switch the vav to a dalet. Well, according to Reb Zeira, it's clearly not the same machlokas, and therefore that answers the question. Reb Zeira says, in the name of Chia Barbun, in the name of Adabar Tachlifa, B'shem Reb Oshia, Ma Pligin, remember we said this on the previous daf, our Mishnah that has the machlokas Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, Ma Pligin, B'shehif Ligu, Daitun Lin Yonim Achirim. Our case is where they were Asukin Ba'oso Inyan, but then they went to talk about something else. That's where there's a machlokas about whether do we assume that without an explicit declaration, it still works. Avalam ha'yu asukin bo'osu inyin gethu. But if they were talking about it, they were just talking about it, then for sure you don't need the explicit discussion. They were talking about, I want to marry you, I want to get married to you, let's sit. And then he gives her the ring, or he want to divorce you. So if they're asukin bo'osu inyin mamish, then everybody would agree that you don't need it said beferish. So that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, everybody agrees if they were talking about it right now, then you don't need it. The only machlokas is if they weren't talking about it right now. Remember, asukim bosu inyan, me'inyan, linyan, bosu inyan. But the machlokas there between Rebbe and Reb Nassan, that's different. V'hacha, Rebbe and Reb Nassan, afilu hen asukim bosu inyan, machlokas. The machlokas Rebbe and Reb Nassan is even if they were just talking about the marriage or the divorce, there's still a machlokas there, so you see it's not a parallel machlokas. And that's why Rebbe Chagai's question falls away. It's two different machlokos. Maybe one of the shitas is parallel and overlaps, but because it's a different machlokas, that's why it's quoted here. Good. Ask the Gemara. Rebbe Ezra, not such a common name, Rebbe Ezra boy kumi Rebbe Mana, aflin ya matana kein, would we say the same thing by matana? Meaning, the same discussions, if a mikabel matana sends a shliach to go get the matana, would we say the same thing that if he uses this lashon and that lashon, right? Osa shliach lekabel, so afli ni matana kein. So the Gemara asks, question is this answering the question with a rhetorical question, or is this just part of the question? Adam osa shliach lekabel davar sheino shelo, meaning if somebody gets a matana, then until he gets the matana, it's not his. So I understand by get, as we'll see. Oh, the Gemara, well, let's first have it as a question. Could a person make a shliach la kabbalah to get a gift that's not even his yet? Right? Doesn't make sense. The Gemara answers, or do you say yes? Or do you say he can? Because you know he's going to get it. And the Gemara answers he can't. The Gemara says it's a special din. Amarle Taman, over there by Get, that's a special din, why a woman can make a shlich like Kabbalah. Taman, HaTorah Zikas Osa B'Gita. The Torah is mezake her in the Get. A special din that she's zoche in the Get even before she gets it. Not zoche, but V'hi Osa Shlich L'Kabbal Davar Shehu Shalah. So she can make a shlich to be Mekabal something that is hers. Meaning, sounds like, you don't need an actual kinyan from him to her to get it. It's already connected to her. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, it's written Lishma, and it has her name in it, and it has his name in it. It's written Dafka for her. So therefore, there's a connection. Shekloma, she'ein get nechtav, elo l'shem isha, v'zu, v'get zesh shalahu. Hilkach, matzi amev shliach. That's why she can make a shliach. Right, osa shliach, v'hi osa shliach, l'kabal davar shehu shalah. Yistlacha meimar b'matana, adam osa shliach, l'kabal davar shehu shalah. By matana, could a person make a shliach? It's not his. It's not his, he didn't get it yet. So you can't compare a makabal matana to a isha getting a get. You can't compare the two, and therefore, the woman can make a shliach l'kabalah, but a makabal matana cannot. This comparison between get and shliach and matana, maybe this was in the back of the Ksos's mind. When he spoke, made his well-known comment that's discussed much in Meseches Gittin about the get process. And maybe this Gemara even highlights his shita. The Gemara here says basically don't compare get to matana. That's the Ksos's discussion here in Simen Reish, Sif Hey. I don't remember if the Ksos, I don't think the Ksos quotes this Yerushalmi, but the Ksos asked the question, Nistapakti, I have a doubt. Reuven shenasan shtar matana l'Shimon al beiso. Reuven is giving a present to Shimon. Reuven is giving his house to Shimon through shtar, kinyan shtar. The way that he does it is that he puts the shtar in the house that he's giving to Shimon. So does that work? The house belongs to Reuven. He's giving the house to Shimon through a shtar matana. But instead of giving Shimon in his hand the shtar, he puts it in the house. So does that work? I'm giving you the shtar matana in the house, and that's going to be makna you the house. So minema, do we say similar to get, where a man could put a get into the chatzer and then give the chatzer to the wife? Minema ki agamna chatzero umatanaso bon keechad. Can you say it happens all at the same ontological moment? Right, it's circular logic that it has to be the woman's chatzer in order to get the get, but the get makes the chatzer shel ha'isha, and it's niknet to her at the same time. So this magical principle of bon ke'echad, the ki agavna amru b'reish perak hazorek, that's what it says in Gittin, chatzera mashakansa isha kana baila. How could the woman ever be divorced? Whatever she gets is considered her husband's. Umasik yad de'eved ki yad rabo. Ela gito v'yada bon ke'echad. Hachanami chatzera v'gita bon ke'echad. What do you say? Hare b'shasha zarek la get to chatzera. Adayin eno chatzera. Ela ayide again nasis chatzera. Only through the get it becomes her chatzera, and yet the chatzera is makne the get to her. Ukemo gabe eved denasa yado ayide get shichra. What do you say? Says the Ksos, no. No, I will not say it. Don't compare matana to get. That's the Ksosis Yisod. Ula acher ha'iyu nira. It appears to me, pshita, teki agavne eno zoche. Why? Get is very different in the mechanism. Tekiven da chatzer vashtara dayan lo yatzer mershuso. By chatzer and matana over there, it hasn't left the reshus of the no saying. Eri yiske bo amakabel. Ume ayin yelo la makabel zechia bebeso bishtaro. The shtar matana has to be put into my reshus. So the house is not mine until after. V'hadar, meaning gabi get chatzera v'gita bon ke'echad. What about by get? What about by shtar shichur, the two places where it said, by get isha and shtar shichur, that's different. V'nira to get shiny. To get isha u de'eved lo boi zechia sheyizka derech zechia. You don't need regular acquisition and zechia for get. Kivan to isha ve'eved bal karcha. What reflects that? The fact that a woman can be divorced against her will, midaraisa, and an evet can be meshuchra against his will. So that shows that it's not regular zechiyah, because you can't do a kinyu balkarcha. So the fact that it's balkarcha reflects that this is not a regular kinyan zechiyah. Elavada degabe isha lo boy rak v'nasan biyada. What the Ksos is called, you need a nesina. You don't need a zechiyah, you need a nesina. And that's why it could be balkarcha, and that's why he's going to say it could be on isuri hana. V'chein pe'eved, v'leka torah zechiyah v'akna balkarcha. It can never be balkarcha. Umei haitai menire, nami nire, b'hata kaimalan, that it says in Gittin Daf Chaf, kasvu al isuri hana kasher. You can write something on an isur hana and give it to the woman. You can't be zochen something that's asur b'hana. You're right. You don't have to be zochen. V'yavagav d'leka torah zechiyah klal b'isuri hana, like the he so quotes it because of our Rashba. It's really the Rivash and the Tshuva. V'zed delok. I'm sorry. Well, that Rashba, that Rashba is the Rashba. He quotes the Rivash afterwards. The discussion in the Rashba and the Rivash. The Rivash says there is a chiyah b'isur hana, but he says I don't think there's a chiyah b'isur hana. Therefore, it's not going to work. So bon ke'echad only works if you don't need a kinyan and zechiyah. You only need a nesina, and that's why it works by shtar shichrur, and that's why it works by get. So that sos works very nicely with our Gemara. Because our Gemara is mechalek between matana and get. And our Gemara says that a person cannot appoint a shliach to be mekabel a matana. It's not his yet. So a woman could appoint. But why? Because this woman has a special connection. Such a connection already to the get. It's another way to say it. Another important principle that comes out of this is, as the Gemara says, you can't appoint a shliach to be mekabel a matana for you because you don't own it yet. Shlichus requires one word. We've quoted this often, bailus. You can only appoint a shliach if you're in charge of the halachic process that's going on. If you're not in charge of what's going on, so, and it's out of your control, then you can't appoint a shliach, like the Gemara says here. To get a matana, you're not in charge of that. The other guy decides whether he's going to give you a matana or not. So you can't make a shliach for that. Right? That's the Yesod of Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Ayin Daled, where the Gemara there, if you remember, links shlichus and tanai. The Gemara says, if you can make a tanai on a certain halachic action, then you can make a shliach. They go together. Tanah de efshal kiyuma de shliach ki hasam ave tanah. Tanah de lo efshal kiyuma de shliach ki hasam lo ave tanah. Tanai and shlichus go together. So ask Tosfos, what is the connection between these two? V'im Tamar, uma svara yeshkan. What's the svara to limit to, b'nei gamne ruvein, tanai shliach? Right? What is it? De lo garmino mehasam elo le'inyin mashehu svara. You limit to b'nei gamne ruvein if it makes sense. It's not arbitrary. Like, it only shlichus and tanai or tanai only applies to land. Don't say that. You're going to make a condition about land because that's what b'nei gamne ruvein are about, or about nachla. No, it's got to make sense. So why would you limit it to a dover that you can make a shliach and a dover that you can make a tanai? The yesh lomar says tosfos dahayinu taima dahol v'hamaisa kolkach biyado sheyachol kaima de shliach. If the maisa is so biyadcha that you can make a shliach on this act, svarahu sheikamochin biyado l'shavuye beitzna. So it makes sense that you can also make a tanai. It's not like shlichus leads to tanai or vice versa. They're both functions of biyado. They're both functions of bailus. Aval chalitza shein biyado l'kayma adei shliach. Chalitza you can't do through a shliach. That reflects that chalitza. You're not the bailum on chalitza. Lo avi biyado nami l'mir meitzna. And therefore, you can't make a tanai on chalitza. The chalitza should only be good if it rains tomorrow. No, the heter is heter. It's automatic. So that's what this Gemara also reflects. That yisod of you can only make a shliach if you're in control, and you can't make a shliach if you're a makabo matana. You can't make a shliach because, after all, you are not in control. There's a lot more there, but let's continue first, and we'll see what there's this time for. No, just remember that Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simenai and Vav, of the two types of halachic processes. Okay, we'll see if we get there. Va'od ben adab. And now the Gemara continues on top of Amabez. Also, the following tells us that they're not comparable. Don't compare matana. The Gemara said, could you have a shliach lekabala by matana? No, the following. Va'od ben adab. Dam Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Omar li tein matana lachaveiro. Ubigesh lachzer bo. What if somebody says, they say, even verbalize it, I want to give a matana to my friend. I want to give a matana to my friend. And then they decide, I don't want to. I changed my mind. Because lachzerbo. Can it be lachozerbo? We didn't do a kinyan. Yes, chozerbo. You can be chozerbo. So you see, so how does a shliach lekabala work? It means that right when it gets into the hand, it already works. You see from this halacha that a person can be chozerbo from giving a matana. So if he can be chozerbo when he still has it, even if he gives it to the shliach, he has retraction time until the very end. So therefore, you can't compare. Can't compare by matana. He can be chozerbo. He can be chozerbo in this case. The Gemara says, "Kam Rav Yossi and Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi." Rav Yossi said to Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi, who said this, "Amar lei v'hainu hin sedek." Right? Doesn't the pasuk say that you have to be righteous and keep your word? Right? The pasuk in Vayikra, I think it's in Kedoshim, Yutes, Mosneit Tzedek, Avneit Tzedek, Hin Tzedek Yelachem. You have to be straight in your words. You can't lie. So Gemara says he didn't lie. Amrin b'shasha Amar Hin Tzedek Ave. Here, when he originally said he wanted to give him a Tana, then he was telling the truth, and then he changed his mind. That's not a violation of Hin Tzedek. When you said it, you meant it, and then you change your mind. So therefore, that's not a violation. And therefore, since you give Yichoder, but from a Matana, Mistama, you cannot make a Shliach LeKabbalah. To Ha'aretz. Number one, what if you can't be Yichoder by a Matana? The Machne Ephraim, the contemporary of the Beis Yosef, the Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Achiyah Matana, Simen Chavches says, what if you swore to give a Matana? He says, L'chore then, then you can't be choser bo. Im nishba laseis matana lechaveiro, v'acharkach omar le'shimon sheyolichena lechaveiro, I want to give him matana, and then I give it to a shliach, havei zekilu omar le'zechi, v'kimech aso lachser bo. And also he quotes from the tour, in Simen Kuf Chafei, Reish Bem Gimel, that what if the makabel is an ani, also in the yachol lachser bo. It's kind of like staka. Right, he's an ani. So in cases where you can't be choser bo, so then maybe the rules are different. And then if there's a mitzvah, so then you wouldn't have the same halacha. The Tosas reading Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tes says by matana, this could be related. You say dvarim shebelev havi dvarim, even though usually dvarim shebelev havi dvarim. I sell you something, and in my heart, I only wanted to sell it to you if whatever something happens. But if I didn't say it, I didn't say it. And therefore, dvarim shebelev lo havidvarim. But says the Tosfos reading Kiddushin daf mem tes by matana, you say dvarim shebelev havidvarim. Meaning, if I give you a gift and then the next day I say, you know what, I only wanted to give you the gift if so and so didn't show up and so and so showed up, so I want to take it back. The Ramah quotes, you trust the guy. Dvarim shebelev havidvarim. When it comes to matana, simin reish zayin in choshe mishpat sif dalin, says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim de b'matana dvarim shebelev havidvarim. According to this from the Shulti Giborim. At the end of Ksubis, says the Sma, why? What's the difference between Matana and Mecher? Says the Sma, Hatam, Tadafka b'Mecher, Tekibel Mo'os. If I sold you something and I got the money, Mistama Gomeru Makni. Right? Mistama, I decided this is the deal. Imlo de Piresh, unless I explicated, I got the money, so Mistama, I want it to be true. Masha Enkein b'Matana, unlike a gift, Duhu b'Chinam. For free, the omdin das kol tohu mevatel amaisa. We could estimate that any little thing that goes wrong maybe could undo it because he didn't have in mind unless it's perfect. There are things the amrina bedo gomer bedaito litzno lo bechinam. I didn't have in mind to give it to you bechinam unless you know. So that's the case. There is a discussion. Rashi sounds like the Ritva picks up on this Rashi. But metzia daf nentes that you could only switch or do this if you have a good excuse. If you have a good excuse. Right, if you don't have a good excuse, then maybe you can. That's the Ritva, is Diak and Rashi. Midive Rashi Nira, Bamatsiya Mentes. The Davka Kishenishtane Hashar. What if the price went down? Amarav Shein Bamishu Mukhusri Amana. Abba Kishalonishtana Hashar Yeshba Mikhusri Amana. Right? You have to have a good excuse. You have a good excuse, or else it is a violation of Hin, even though you didn't know about it at the time. Okay, we continue. Next Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Ches. Hamaniach Isar. Somebody puts an Isar, a coin, in his kitchen. V'yachal alav chetzio. What happens? He takes Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Sheni, he has half an Isar's worth of Maaser Sheni. So he says, this half an Isar's worth of fruit should be chal on half of the Isar of my Maaser Sheni coin. So now my Isar is half full of Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and half not. And then look what happened. I took that Isar and I went to a place where that coin is now worth double. I go, that coin is now worth a pundion, which is two Isars. So now what? Right? When I was in the first place, there was half an Isar that was open, so to speak. But now in the new place, the whole thing is worth two Isars. So the Mishnah says, Ochalav od Isar. Right now, you look at it as half this coin is filled up, half this coin is empty. So a whole Isar remains, and you can put Maaser Sheni Kedusha on an entire Isar. Wow. And the opposite, also, Hameniach Pundion, if you have a Pundion, you have a coin that's worth two Isars. V'achal alav chetzio, and I put Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and I put it onto, I have one isar worth of Maaser Sheni fruit, and I put that kedusha onto the puntion. So the puntion, which is worth two isars, one of the isars is Maaser Sheni, and then the other isar is empty, so to speak. V'halach l'makam acher, and I go to a different place, v'arihu yotze be'isar, now this coin is only worth an isar. It just went down half in value. See, you know what the Mishnah says? Ochalav od plag. All you have left is half an isar. Even though in the first place you had an isar left, because it was worth a pundion. But now all you have is half an isar. Go by right now. Right now, half of it is open, so that is what you have left to do. Hameniach, finishing up. Last case is about an Am Haaretz. Hameniach, isar shal maaser sheni. We'll say this, then we'll talk about it more in Bezrim next time. Hameniach, isar shal maaser sheni. What happens if an Am Haaretz, you see him, he is put, he has an isar, and he's filling that isar up with Maaser Sheni Kedusha. So the question is, so how much could you buy from him? How much could you assume that was Hufrash? Could you work backwards and see how much produce you're allowed to buy from him, that this is the Maaser Sheni of it? Can you assume he did Maaser Rishon, if he's doing Maaser Sheni now? So that will have to be, for next time, we will pick up.